Job. Chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. That man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and turned away from evil. There were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His possessions also were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the children of the East. His sons went and held a feast in the house of each one on his birthday, and they sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. It was so, when the days of their feasting had run their course, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and renounced God in their hearts." Job did so continually. Now on the day when God's sons came to present themselves before Yahweh, Satan also came among them. Yahweh said to Satan,
"Where have you come from?"
Then Satan answered Yahweh and said,
"From going back and forth in the earth, and from walking up and down in it."
Yahweh said to Satan,
"Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him in the earth, a blameless and an upright man, one who fears God and turns away from evil."
Then Satan answered Yahweh and said,
"Does Job fear God for nothing? Haven't you made a hedge around him, and around his house, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But stretch out your hand now, and touch all that he has, and he will renounce you to your face."
Yahweh said to Satan,
"Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only on himself don't stretch out your hand."
So Satan went out from the presence of Yahweh. It fell on a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, that there came a messenger to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans attacked and took them away. Yes, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, there also came another and said, "The fire of God has fallen from the sky and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, there came also another and said, "The Chaldeans made 3 bands and swept down on the camels and have taken them away. Yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, there came also another and said, "Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and struck the 4 corners of the house, and it fell on the young men, and they are dead. I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell down on the ground and worshipped. He said, "Naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh has taken away. Blessed be Yahweh's name." In all this, Job didn't sin, nor charge God with wrongdoing.